Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Sonia.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What did we see as highlights over the past week or so?
Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, so we saw just basically some isolated rainfall and thunderstorms in different parts of Manitoba. So the most rainfall over these past 7 days was received in the eastern, the central, and then western portion of the southwest regions. Some of the rainstorms were also accompanied by both intense rain, but also some hail. So hail damage was also looking to be estimated here in the next kind of 5 to 7 days if it was on fields.
What is the moisture situation across the province at this point, and where? How much variability are we seeing, and how significant is that variability?
Yes, so we are, you know, it really, the rainfall, of course, it depends. It doesn't go over a blanket area necessarily. So there are definitely areas that have had a lot less over the season than others. So when we think about, you know, comparing to the 30-year average, the east, northwest, and interlake regions, they have had the least amount as compared to their 30-year. And so they're actually sitting at about 50% of what they would typically have received between May 1st and July 13th here. And then the central and southwest, though, having received a bit more, but still they're less than 70% of that 30-year average. So top of mind would be kind of east, northwest, and interlake having received the least to this point.
As a result, how is crop development progressing? How has the moisture or lack of moisture impacted that development? And how does that compare with a typical year?
Yeah, so we definitely, the areas that received some moisture or rainfall this past week, they very much needed it. And so that was really great to see come in. We definitely have areas that they need something here very soon, just in terms of crop development, because those crops just really need some of that rainfall and they just haven't, depending on the area, haven't received in a couple weeks. But overall, so what we are seeing is that because we did have the warmer temperatures as well early on, crop stages have moved forward quickly here. So I can, for cereals, for example, for the winter wheat and fall rye, we're sitting in the grain fill stage for them. Majority of corn fields have grown quite quickly, right? So normally we try to say like knee high by July 4th and moved through for sure, and so we're sitting at V8 to tasseling. When we look at the spring wheat, we see that the earliest seeded across the regions are sitting at that grain fill stage as well. So from kind of sitting closer to that, and then barley and oats are ranging anywhere from head emergence to grain fill as well. And so top of mind, I guess, in cereals this past couple weeks has been fungicide applications for Fusarium head blight, and those are very close to being complete across the province as well. And we also saw a bit of a change here, especially with some of these areas lacking moisture, that the spring wheat quality has moved down a little bit in some areas. So for example, the central, now we're sitting at about 20% fair and 10% now sitting in the poor category, just because it's really lacked some of that rainfall. So if I turn to oil seeds, what we're seeing, because there's such a wide range in terms of what was seeded this year, so we had, you know, also some reseeded. We're seeing that if it was really early seeded, canola is fully potted, and the later seeded, though, is that cabbage to early bolting and really moving fast with some of these temperatures. As well, fungicide applications are ongoing for sclerotinia management in canola. And then we also see all of the flax mainly has been flowering, and the earliest seeded fields have bolls and are moving through filling and maturing In terms of sunflowers, they are at, sitting at that R1 to R3 stage for most fields. And then when I turn to pulses and soybeans here, field peas are flowering in most areas, and the pods in the most or the earliest seeded fields are beginning to develop and move through. And then our soybeans are majority in the R1 to R2 stage, but if they were seeded a bit later, probably still in that vegetative V5 stage.
What have we seen in terms of weather-related crop damage, and how significant is that, especially in comparison with a typical year?
Yes, so it's really dependent here on if you know you've received really any rainfall in the last couple of weeks, or will receive here in the next week or so. I think that some of the wheat is really looking to have some rainfall, as well as you know, our oil seeds, especially like, for example, a canola field or a soybean field here as well. So really dependent on what has been received, and very area dependent, because it just has seemed like the rainfall that's come through, it'll hit some and not hit, you know, a field like 2 miles away.
Are farmers reporting any insect problems of significance at this point?
So I continue to think about pea leaf weevil, as well as we've had some higher reports of cabbage seed pod weevil as well in the central region. Other than that, grasshoppers are being monitored, and there haven't been any reports for having to spray as of yet for that. And then also some counts for Bertha armyworm are higher in the north Interlake region.
What will be happening in the fields over the next week or so?
Yeah, so we're going to see, if not already finished, they'll finish up those Fusarium head blight sprays, and then also most likely those Sclerotinia fungicide sprays as well are going to be coming to a close here, as you kind of aim for that 20 to 50% flowering for that. So the next week here, we're just really looking for rain in the parts especially that really need it. And we'll kind of go from there.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.